I'm Mike Harding, and to be brutally honest, I don't know how I'm going to manage to get through this next show because I've got tons and tons of stuff to get through. It's a show entirely devoted to brand new releases, or certainly releases that are new to me and to the shed here. What happens is I make the show in a shed in the Yorkshire Dales in the north of England, a very beautiful verdant part, lots of stone walls around me and bushes and stuff. Great place. Every day or every couple of days, I go into town, the local town of Settle, go to the post office there where we have a PO box, and I pick up the new CDs that have just been sent me. And the last couple of weeks, there have been loads and loads and loads and loads of great stuff been coming through the post. So I've got a lot to get through. And I'm going to kick off with a track from a brand new album from a brand new band called New Road. My old mate Rick Epping sent me this album. He plays vocals, harmonica and concertina on it. Leonard Barry, that great piper, is in the band. And Andy Morrow on fiddle. Shamie O'Dowd on guitar. It is the most wonderful album and has cheered me up no end in this little corner of the world post-Brexit as we sail away from Europe. This is a track called Greasy Coat featuring the lead vocals of Rick Epping, and it comes from an album called, let me just have a look, Stone Walls and Street Lights. And I'll tell you something, I've played this about three times through in the car as I've been driving up and down to Manchester and other places, and it is a cracker.
So fine, look at that pastor abiding his time. Thank you.
wonderful. What a great track from a fantastic album. New album from the new band called New Road. Stone Walls and Streetlights is the name of the CD. That track, obviously, Greasy Coat. Lead vocals, Rick Epping, who, by the way, plays the Jew's harp on the signature tune to this programme. The star of Munster, a Congress reel. Now, Iona Fife is a young lass from the northeast of Scotland. In fact, from Huntly. Some of you might know the name Huntly because it features as the opening line of that wonderful Scots bothy ballad, Bogey's Bonnie Bell, as I gaed in by Huntly Toon, one morning for Tiffee. Well, young Iona Fife has won pretty much every medal it's possible to win for singing and for reciting Doric poetry. I love her voice, and her debut EP, which has got 6 tracks on it, is called East, and she's put a little band together, which beautifully complements her voice. Well, I mentioned bothy ballads in the context of Bogey's Bonnie Bell. A bothy ballad is a song that was sung by the lads, the farm lads, that had hired with a farmer, and they would be sleeping in the bothy, a stone shed. And while they were there, there was no TV or radio in those days. They would sing songs. They would sometimes make the songs up about the farmers. They would create songs. And there is a whole collection of bothy ballads in the Scottish tradition. Well, this one is called Sleepy Toon. And it's about a lad who hires with a farmer and gets in the bothy and finds out that things are not as they were supposed to be.
Happened at last Whitsunday, I tired on my place. And I get up to inch to fee my fortune for to chase. And sing idy, edity, haddy, and sing idy, edity, and sing idy, edity, haddy, and sing idy, edity, and. I met in we had a match of to fee, we did presume. He's a fair man in connect, and he bite and sleepy turn. And sing idy, edity, haddy, and sing idy, edity, and sing idy, edity, haddy, and sing idy. If you and I agree, says you'll hear the fairest play. But I never bid my servants work, I've been 10 hours a day. And sing idy, edity, haddy, and sing idy, edity, and sing idy, edity, haddy, and sing idy, edity, and.
stuff. The Iona 5 Band from their new EP CD, East, with traditional bothy ballad, Sleepy Tune. Now I'm going to have to get my skates on because I've got loads of stuff to get in the next hour or so. So I better hurry up. Richie Stearns and Rosie Newton, their new album is called Tractor Beam. Richie Stearns is an amazing banjo player, singer, has led bands including The Horseflies and Donna the Buffalo. He's played with Natalie Merchant. He's steeped in the traditions of old-time music, Appalachian folk blues, African ragtime, country music. Rosie Newton is a great fiddler and singer who's just starting off her music career, whereas Richie is a person of mature years. Rosie graduated from Ithaca College. She tours with the Ducks, the Evil City String Band, and occasionally a wonderful old-timey band called the Pearly Snaps. And I'm sure that I met her in Connemara about 8 years ago when they were working over there. Here's Richie Stearns and Rosie Newton from their new album with the traditional old-timey song, Say, Darling, Say. Sometimes called Hush Little Baby, Say Darling Say, traditional song from the Appalachian Mountains, Richie Stearns and Rosie Newton from their cracking new album, Tractor Beam. Now, John McCusker is in my humble opinion, one of the finest fiddlers we've got. Like Ali Bain and Desi Donnelly, he's a really instinctive fiddler who gets the best out of absolutely everything he does. There are flashier musicians, but Wee John gets right to the heart of the music, and that's the most important thing there is. Whether he's playing and producing people like Heidi Talbot or working with Mark Knopfler, there's always a rich seam of the authentic running through everything that young John does. His new album is called Hello Goodbye, and he's had the good sense to call on mates like Mike McGoldrick, Duncan Chisholm, Ian Carr and Tim O'Brien to help him out. This is a cracking track on which Mr. Michael McGoldrick of Manchester tootles a bit on the flute. Here's John McCusker with Billy's. Wonderful Tim O'Brien on mandolin there, Mike McGoldrick on flute, and loads of other mates of John McCusker from the album Hello Goodbye. That was a track called Billy's. Now, Connla are a five-piece Irish band who met when they were studying for their degrees in traditional music at Ulster University. I think they make a damn fine sound, not just musically, but also they pick some really good songs. This one in particular, the David Francy classic. David Francy, Scots singer and songwriter who emigrated to Canada some years ago and has continued to produce a body of great songs, including this one, which reminds me of my lapsed Catholic childhood ever, ever so much. Here's Connla from their album River Waiting with Saints and Sinners. And I can just feel that Sunday morning, summertime, sitting on the bench, not wanting to go to church, and the bells start ringing.
Stared at the ground, and I bowed my head while the shuffle passed. All the saints being called to mourn mass, and way off in the distance, they rang a bell. Way off in the distance, they rang a bell, and it rang for the saints and sinners as well. She's passed between the first breath and the last, and here we stand between east and west, and here we stand between birth and death, and way off in the distance they rang a bell.
As well, way off in the distance, they rang a bell.
Saints and Sinners, a great version of the David Francie classic. That comes from Connolly's new album, River Waiting. Talking of waiting, I've been waiting a few weeks now for a CD which eventually arrived from that fantastic young band, The Changing Room. The Changing Room, how do I describe them? Well, I suppose they're a collective, really, led by Sam Kelly and Tanya Britton, and they've produced loads and loads of great songs and great tracks. Sam Kelly, a young guy who left, I think, Norfolk, was it? Left the east of England, went to live in the west of England, Cornwall, learnt to speak Cornish, and has written some quite amazing songs in English and also sung some brilliant songs in Cornish. I'm not going to go into too much detail. You'll find out loads of information if you go on the Changing Room's website. You can find that by going through our website, www.mikehardingfolkshow.com. Go through there and you'll find the link through to every artist on this programme and every artist that's ever appeared on the show. Well, I'm going to play you a track now in Cornish, and I'm sure that I'll pronounce this completely wrong. It's called, I think, it's called Gralo Glau, and I think Sam Kelly sings it absolutely beautiful. But let's see what you think.
Salvi an vor latron in no breis nar elan si o feda nam dalo tel tren peis gwyth fi an tu olgo don in nos le mai tin an le fo in nos cyrda fi an du olo o latro A ten vi tro han sada kod kans mana vo Giti bed o lugar ne do sos bed in como lan to tre do holo to Grelo glau, grelo glau A wela mi ilis dos in sao Grelo bras rel so Don zara don es war nev ko Kachili mata letis mos nein se Pandro di waf yn cynia fan i ddydd i'm holen Sy'n si a beth ym gath y bos a gwyth fi sawl bys gwento Grelo glaw, relo glaw a wel a mi ni ilis dos i'n Grelo bras, grelo so Don zaraf, don is war eb co Gyn eb dos, co as golos lan Goch fi glan, colon lam in bran Sains fi A beth nam gast e fos Gwyth fi sa bes gwento Grelo glaw, relo glaw A wel a mi ni ilis dos i'n sa Grelo bras, relo so Nem ko Grelo pras, grelo so Don zara, don es war Nem ko
fantastic voice of Sam Kelly there, and the band, The Changing Room, and that track, and I know I'm going to get this wrong again, Grello Glore. The album is absolutely brilliant. It's called Picking Up the Pieces, and I've only had it about half a day, and I love it to bits already. And I think this is destined to be nominated for many and many award within the next 12 months. I'd put money on it, and I'm not a gambling man. Now, I played a track from John McCusker's new album earlier on in the show, and many of you will know that John McCusker's married to that wonderful Irish singer from County Kildare, Heidi Talbot, and he's produced and played on her new album, which is called Here We Go, 1, 2, 3. The title's inspired, apparently, by an old hymn, I think a Negro spiritual hymn. The album isn't quite out yet, but Heidi sent me an MP3 through the internet this morning. In fact, while I was sitting having a cup of coffee in Settle, so I've hot-footed it back here to stick it in the show. It's a cracking track. Like I say, it's produced by John McCusker, working with John and Heidi on the album. People like Mike McGoldrick, Donald Shaw, Andy Sheward, the great Yorkshire bass player, but here playing banjo, and lots of other great musicians. This is the title track I'm going to play for you now. And as Heidi said in an email to me, the LP plays to the tune of Quiet Skips and Giant Leaps. It crosses, she said, the ages, jumps into the unknown, from folk through Americana to classic pop and back again. Well, it all sounds fair enough to me.
You, my love, on the bright river side when sorrow has drifted away. I'll stand at the gates of the portals, waiting to close on life's weary day. Let's meet in the morning, the sweet by and by, and exchange across far ground. Darling, we'll hear angels sing. You'll take my hand when the sun is going down. Let's meet in the morning, at the end of the way, on the streets of City of Gold. The years and the ages roll by as we gaze at the birds, sweet soar in the sky. Let's sit by the river and wonder in rapture, should old acquaintance renew. Darling, we'll hear angels sing. You'll take my hand when the sun is going down. Here we go, 1, 2, 3. Hold your hands out to me. I'll whisper a prayer for thee. Drops. No one will hear as we steal away out of time. hold your hands out to me, a whisper prayer.
Lovely stuff. Well, I can't wait to hear the rest of the album. I just got that one track, like I say, as an email attachment a couple of hours back when I was supping coffee in Settle. When I do get the album, I will, of course, play more tracks for your delectation. I've got some tour dates. Heidi's on tour at the end of this month. She's doing Sidmouth Folk Festival on the 29th, Cambridge on the 30th, and Shrewsbury at the end of August. Then she's working September and October, doing quite an extensive tour, particularly October, November, when she's going all over the UK. Derby, Liverpool, Bromsgrove, Stroud, Cambridge, Bristol, London, and on finishing Peebles and Stirling on the 11th of November. Details, of course, will be on Heidi's own website, which you can find by going through our website, www.mikehardingfolkshow.com. Now, this is a new old album in that it came out way back in the midst of Antiquity. Where's the CD? Let me just look. Originally released in 1974. The album is called Sad Pig Dance, and it's a classic of folk guitar. At the time when people like John Renbourn, Davy Graham, John James, Pete Berryman, Bert Jansch, guitar wizards like that, Ralph McTell, also amongst them, when they were making names for themselves, there was a quiet lad from Wales up there amongst them all playing up a storm. Anybody who remembers the late 60s, early 70s will know Dave Evans and his work, particularly any guitar freaks out there. Well, his vinyl disc, which, like I say, came out in 74 and has been out of print for a good while, has been re-released on CD. And this is the title track. Here's Dave Evans with Sad Pig Dance, a lovely little tune from a Welsh guitar wizard. That was an A-flat demented, unresolved. Great guitar playing there from Dave Evans' 1974 album Sad Pig Dance. That was the title track, and as I said before, it's just been re-released on CD. Now, I'm going to play another track from the album I opened the show with, Stonewalls and Streetlights from New Road. This track is called Now West Limb Wins. Shamey O'Dowd, lead vocals on this. He's one of the great singers of Ireland, in my humble opinion. I've known him since he was a wee boy, when I used to play in a pub in Sligo with his dad, the late and wonderful Joe O'Dowd, classic Sligo fiddler, and a lovely man too. Well, Shamey, I know, is a great Dick Gawkin fan, and I think he learnt this song from him. It's the Robert Burns song, which has got a huge ecological message when you listen to it carefully, even though it was written, what, some 200 years ago. One of the verses, I've got it printed out here, away the cruel sway, tyrannic man's dominion, the sportsman's joy, the murdering cry, the fluttering gory pinion, the feather falling out of the sky, the bird's been shot. This song, Now West Limb Wins, is one of the classic Burns songs, and I think Shamey O'Dowd sings it beautifully.
Now western winds and slaughtering guns bring autumn's pleasant weather. The moorcock springs on whirring wings among the blooming heather. Now heaven green and wild o'er the plain delights the weary farmer, and the moon shines bright when I rove at nights to muse upon my charmer. The partridge loves the fruitful fells, and the plover loves the mountain. The woodcock haunts the lonely dells, and the soaring heron the fountain. The lofty groves, the cushat groves, the path of man to shun it, and the hazel bush o'erhangs the thrush and the spreading thorn, the linnet. Thus every kind their pleasure find, the savage and the tender. Some social join and leagues combine, or some solitary they wander. Vaunt away the cruel swain, tyrannic man's dominion, the sportsman's joy, the murdering prey, and the fluttering goldy pinion. Peggy Dean, the evening's clear, swift flies the skimming swallow. The sky is blue and the fields in view, all fading green and yellow. Come, let us take our gladsome way and view the charms of nature, the rustling corn, fruit and thorn, and every happy creature. We'll gently walk and sweetly talk till the silent moon shines clearly. I'll grasp thine waist and fondly press, swear how I love thee dearly. Not burn the showers to budding flowers, not autumn to the farmer, so dear could be as thou to me, my fair, my lovely charmer.
Now Whistling Winds, the Burns song from the album Stone Walls and Streetlights by the new group New Road. Lead vocals from Shamie O'Dowd. Now, this came through this morning. It's a new album from Nancy Kerr and the Sweet Visitor Band, Instar. It's called Instar. I looked it up in the dictionary, and Instar is that stage when a caterpillar is between turning into a buffalo. Buffalo? That would be something. No, a butterfly. I'm going to have to stop drinking this coffee. Oh, and there's nothing in it. Instar, yeah, it's the transition phase between one thing and another. That's the simplest way I can explain it. And the album is actually full of really fine songs written by Nancy. And they are basically about change. All of them are about some kind of change or some kind of condition. And I'm going to play you the second track on the album, Farewell Stony Ground. And basically, it's about that urban myth, well, I think it's an urban myth, of the guy who was running a car park in some English city, and he quietly closed down when he retired. And when people phoned up the town hall to find out why the car park wasn't open, the town hall said, "We haven't got a car park there." And for 22 years, apparently, this man had been taking a lot of money every day from people to park on a bit of waste ground, which didn't belong to him at all. Well, whether it's a true story or not, I don't know, but it's a damn good song.
In our town, there's no comfort around. Mostly it's hunger and toil. Underground, you could dig for a pound and disturb the remains of a royal. With the poor left to drown and the sick and the old. Don't know what trickles down, but it sure isn't gold. But I'm here with my heart full, like a carnival. Sat in my vagrant car park and no one knocks car marks. But it makes me laugh, like flowers you see growing on stony ground. And it's time to be going, so farewell stony ground. It's a scam that makes a rich man, and this is me doing it my way. You prefer the term entrepreneur, but both of us rob on the highway. I just put out my stand, then moved it along, and I made a few grand long before you caught on. Now I'm here with my heart full, like a carnival. Sat in my vagrant car park, and no, I'm not car marks. But it makes me laugh, like flowers you see growing on stony ground. And it's time to be going, so farewell stony ground. I'm here with my heart full, like a carnival. like a fair you see showing on stony ground, and it's time to be going, so farewell, stony ground.
Stony Ground from the new album by Nancy Kerr and the Sweet Visitor Band, which is called Instar. And I'm not even going to try to explain how I made such an upcock of my introduction to that album. But I am, at this point, going to apologise most sincerely for two fluffs I made in last week's show of great women in the folk world. We opened with a set of tunes from Nancy and her mum Sandra, aided and abetted by James Fagan. And in the introduction I said not that it was Nancy and Sandra Kerr, but that it was Nancy Kerr and her mum Janet. I did this because years ago I used to work with a lady called Janet Kerr who was designing sleeves for Bill Leader's record company down in Camden Town. So it was a complete Freudian slip which has no basis in reality whatsoever. And the other boo-boo I made was a monumental one when I introduced Inga Thompson singing that great song John. And I said she was from the Faroes. She's not. She's from the Fair Isle. So not only did I get the wrong Kerr, I shifted poor old Inga Thompson to another island entirely. And this is without any alcohol whatsoever, I swear to you. Anyway, it's time for another track from Ray Hearn's new album, Umpteen. I've already played one track from it, and here's another one. Beautiful song called Moonpenny Hill, about his childhood in the South Yorkshire town of Rotherham. Moonpennies were those large, beautiful, I think they're ox-eye daisies, but they're certainly the great white daisies with the yellow eye at their hearts. Kind of an eye in your heart. God, I better had start drinking because this is ridiculous, Waldo.
Winter is lonely, but summer is only a springtime away here on Moonpenny Hill. Here at the centre of cold wooded winter, a crocus rehearses a sweet chorus. Iron's ascendant today. I see the resolute way, colder than February is the heart of that woman in blue, but the snowdrops are through. Winter is lonely, but summer is only a springtime away here on Moonpenny Hill. Pickers freeze in the silvery squeeze where resistance is stiffer today than ever. Bitter the wind from the south, mealy the minister's mouth, brittle the beautiful princess's crown. In the slag lands we struggle with Constable Capital. Winter is lonely, but summer is only a springtime away here on Moonpenny Hill. Newspapers try us, our allies deny us, but the soup kitchen women are superhuman. Here at the focus of things, maybe we'll lose on the swings. Maybe we'll wait for the roundabout ride and we'll cackle like kids while we lick the big slide. Winter is lonely, but summer is only a springtime away here on Moonpenny Hill. Here at the centre of cold wooded winter, winter. Your fair weather brothers stayed warm together. And soon there'll be larks in the sky, rinsing the sweet by and by. Sideways in roundelays, basement to brim, open scouring the siren screams clean from our dreams. Moon pennies beam through a midsummer night scene. The pit wheels are spinning a new beginning. Pit wheels are spinning a new beginning. Pit wheels are spinning a new beginning. Winter is lonely, but summer is only a springtime away here on Moonpenny Hill. Winter is lonely, but summer is only a springtime away here on Moonpenny Hill.
Penny Hill from Ray Hearn's new album, Umpteen. Great song. Really, really like that guy's stuff. He's got a couple of earlier CDs out. I must try and get my grubby little mitts on them before too long. Now, I played a track from Dario Kulesh a few months back. Beautiful, beautiful song called The Moon and the Pilot. And I did mention then, I think that she was part of a band called Kara, K-A-R-A. The other members are Phil Underwood on melodeon, Ben Honey on guitar, and Kate Rouse on hammer dulcimer. I do remember playing a track from them way, way back and saying how lovely it was to hear a hammer dulcimer, because it's one of my favourite instruments of all time. Well, Kara have got a new album just out called Some Other Shore, and I want to read you the note for this track I'm going to play you now, which is called Devil Dance, and I quote, "In the dark, cigar-fueled, brandy-misted atmosphere of the offices and clubs of grand institutions, powerful men make decisions about the fate of others, far detached and beyond the imagining of those with ordinary lives. They play their cold games of greed, manipulation, and darkness with Faustian intoxication. They dance with the devil." Faust, in case you don't know, and I do hope I'm not teaching my grandmother to suck eggs, Faustus is the great historical figure, the great mythical figure, who sold his soul to the devil. This is Devil Dance.
It's not a dance like any other. It's not a dance at all. It's all about just taking chances where there's a risk of a fall. It has no rhythm in the normal sense. The steps are as long as they're wide. It doesn't exist on the dance floor at all. But when you choose to decide, what you want it to be, and if you dare take a chance, alright, those eyes will set you free. So join the devilry dance with me tonight. The dance takes a course that is complex. The dance takes a course that you lead. The devilry dance will persuade you to go always the way that you need. It gives you rhythms to move the world, to sway to the beat that you hear, to fend off threats that harm your soul with a voice that the devil will fear. And if you're not what you want it to be, and if you dare take a chance, you free. So join the devilry dance with me tonight. you're not what you wanted to be. And if you dare take a chance, or ice house eyes will set you free. So join the devil with us, with me tonight. But if you believe that the dance floor will always be stable and strong, you'll be the one with the furthest to fall. But what you think right may be wrong. And if you're not what you wanted to be, and if you dare take a chance, the rise those eyes will set you free. So join the devil, we dance with me tonight.
Devil Dance, that's from Cara's new album, Some Other Shore. Cara, K-A-R-A. Now, how could you not love an album entitled Early Scottish Ragtime? Not many people know this, but ragtime may in fact not have come from America and people like Scott Joplin, but it might have actually come from Scotland, because as Vic Gammon, that famous tenor, banjo, mandolin and Anglo concertina player who until recently lectured in folk studies at Newcastle University, as Vic Gammon points out, the tunes on this CD indicate that syncopation had existed, and I'm quoting now, in traditional tunes since at least the 18th century, which begs the question, were Scots musicians playing ragtime years before Scott Joplin had his first piece published? I don't know, but this is a fantastic album. I love it to bits. This is real good stuff. And I must tell you that the lady on English concertina is not Janet Kerr, but Sandra Kerr. And as far as I know, Inga Thompson is still on the Fair Isle. Here's Bob Chaddock's jig, Vic Gammon and Friends, from the CD Early Scottish Ragtime. Yee-haw, MacGregor. great stuff. Early Scottish Ragtime is the name of the album. Vic Gammon and Friends, and that was Bob Chaddock's jig. And you know, I think there may be something in that Scottish Ragtime thing. I mean, why was he called Scott Joplin if his music didn't have a bit of something of the heather and the highlands in it? Worth a PhD at least, I would have thought. Another meaning of the word jig, of course, as in Bob Chaddock's jig there, is rumpy pumpy. It's, I think, originally Creole slang for intercourse, jigger jig, but I may be completely wrong. Luca Bloom, who's massively popular in Europe and America and not nearly well enough known in the British Isles, he's living in Clare now, I believe. He does tour regularly all over Germany and Denmark and Holland and Belgium, Norway, Sweden and America. And he is a terrific singer and songwriter. Well, he's a new album just out called Frugalisto, on which he seems to celebrate the second meaning of the word jig in a song called Jiggy Jig Jig, which I think is about female visitors to County Clare looking for Irish male friends. Though I could have completely misread it because my Irish is very poor. Couple of focal gaelga agam ach Tommy ag Fallum, I think.
The Burren is a virile place, and it's called the Fertile Rock. From every corner of the world, beautiful women do flock to experience silver landscape and the magical gifted gale. They seek manhood in Cayley dancing or beyond out on the waves. Oh, the reels, reels in the chicky chick chick. I know a woman called Yoko. She came here from Japan. She was drinking green tea and coolies when she met a handsome young man. He was lost inside his music, rocking the box of Aranmore. Last I heard, Creamin and Yoko were on Offspring number 4.
Well, I reckon that's probably the sultriest song I've ever heard about County Clare. It wasn't like that when I was there. We just played a few tunes in Cruz's Bar in Ennis. There was none of that jiggy jig when I was there. It was just Banish Misfortune, Gillian's Apples, and Round the House and Mind the Dressing, none of that stuff. Luca Bloom there from his album Frugalisto with Jiggy Jig Jig. Now, another album arrived at the P.O. Box just a couple of hours ago, so I've had time to listen to it just once through, and it is fantastic. It's Martin Simpson and Dom Flemons. Dom Flemons was one of the founding members of the Carolina Chocolate Drops. And Martin Simpson, as many of you will know, is one of our very best guitarists and singers. Well, the two of them have come together, they've done concerts and festivals, and they've made an album, which I think, as I said, is superb. Martin Simpson on vocals, guitars, banjo, slide guitars, and Dom Flemons plays plectrum banjo, bones, or rickers, you know, the little things you, pieces of bone that you shake in your hand, and quills. He calls them quills, they're panpipes, which is in fact a traditional old-timey instrument, particularly I think in the Piedmont area where you've got lots of black musicians in the foothills of the Appalachian Mountains. Well, the two of them, like I said, made an absolutely stunning album. It's terrific. And from it, this is a version of a song which many people know as Red Rocking Chair, though here it's called Payday. A lad from Scunthorpe and a lad from Phoenix, Arizona, making great music together. Can't be bad.
Well, I did all I can do, and I can't get along with you. I'm gonna take you to your mama. Payday, payday, payday. I'll take you to your mama. Payday. Well, that rabbit's in a log. I ain't got no rabbit dog, and I hate to see my rabbit get away. Get away, get away. I hate to see my rabbit get away. Chickens in the sack, bloodhounds on my track. I'm gonna make it to my shanty if I can, if I can, if I can. I'll make it to my shanty if I can. Thank you.
I think that was recorded at Cecil Sharp House, but I've put the sleeve notes down somewhere and I've had a cup of tea and I can't find them. The gorilla that comes and throws my clothes all over the bedroom when I've had a few pints has been in the studio here and he's gone and taken my sleeve notes and chucked them somewhere and I can't find them. I'll try and find them later and maybe tell you the truth instead of making stuff up. But I think that was recorded live at Cecil Sharp House in London. Dom Flemons and Martin Simpson there, and their album is called Mr. Martin Simpson and Mr. Dom Flemons proudly present a selection of ever popular favourites. Great title. The song you heard there was Payday. Just got time for two more tracks and I'm not going to do a long introduction. Pastures of Plenty, Pete Seeger. It's a new album called Pete Seeger in England, a double CD. The first CD was recorded in London. The second CD was recorded in Manchester at the Free Trade Hall. Pete Seeger was in fine form. It was recorded in 1964 at a time when Pete Seeger's career was at a low ebb because of the House Un-American Activities League, which had been pursuing him and persecuting him for his left-wing views. But he gave a stunning performance in Manchester. It was recorded, and Fellside Records, who released that early Scottish ragtime album, have had the great sense and taste to release Pete Seeger in England. And from the second of the two recorded in Manchester, here's Pete Seeger with the Woody Guthrie classic, Pastures of Plenty.
It's a mighty hard road that my poor hands has hold. My poor feet have traveled a hot, dusty road. Out of your dust bowl and westward we rolled, and your deserts was hot and your mountains was cold. I've worked in your orchards of peaches and prunes, slept on the ground neath the light of the moon. On the edge of your city you will see us, and then we come with the dust and we're gone with the wind. California, Arizona, I make all your crops. Then it's on up to Oregon to gather your hops. Cut the grapes, dig the beets from your ground, cut the grapes from your vine to put on your table that light sparkling wine. Green pastures of plenty from dry desert ground, from the Grand Coulee Dam where the waters run down. Every state in this union, us migrants have been, and we'll work in this fight, and we'll fight till we win. It's always we've rambled, this river and I. All along your green valley, I'll live till I die. My land I'll defend with my life, if it be, for my pastures of plenty must always be free.
Pete Seeger with Pastures of Plenty, and that's from the double CD Pete Seeger in England. Just got time for one more song, and this is from a new album by Alan Taylor, one of our greatest singer-songwriters. Think of songs like Fiddler John, Land of the North Wind, The Morning Lies Heavy on Me, Roll on the Day. He's written so many great songs and released more than 20 albums during the course of his career. Well, he's got together with the Göttinger Symphony Orchestra in Germany and produced what I think is a beautiful album of arranged versions of his songs. I love the string arrangements. They seem to complement the songs without taking anything at all away from the lyrics. The arrangements were made by Walter Civilotti, and I think they're just superb. But let's see what you think. This is the Alan Taylor song, which many of you will know. A lament for those who've gone before. This is For Those We Knew.
We saw the times, wrote the songs of cafe bars and midnight chimes, in perfect rhymes, that danced with melodies in song, we sang the times. We paid our dues, we took the road and played the game of win or lose. We chose the muse, she led us on in neon lights of midnight hues. Through it all, the rise and fall, come and go, the lost and won. We made our way, we took the day, we marched to rhythms of our own, traveled on. A single star seemed to hang on the horizon from afar, a perfect star, the city's street light in the night, this was our star. And through it all, the rise and fall, the come and go, the lost and won, we made our way, took the day, we marched to rhythms of our own, and traveled on. Those we knew, the ones we lost along the way, the chosen few, they left too soon, but we're the ones who carry on for those we knew. Through it all, the rise and fall, the come and go, the lost and won, we made our way and took the day, we marched to rhythms of our own, traveled on.
Alan Taylor and the Göttinger Symphony Orchestra with For Those We Knew. That's from the new album from Alan, There Was a Time. And I'll play you another track from that in the days to come. Thanks ever so much for listening. Next week is going to be a show entirely of Americana. Great songs about drifters, desperados, waiting for a train, and loads of great music. Ta-da!